Good morning and welcome to day 15 of our daily Lenten videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church. Easy for me to say. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from our food pantry here at Ascension. Our theme for Lent this year is God's story, our story. And so we've been reading through the gospel according to Mark. We've been reading about God's story, the story of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And then in our reading today, we read about Jesus' teaching. And as it became night that the crowds were hungry and there was no place to go and get food. And the disciples said, what are we going to do? How are we going to feed all of these people? And they gathered the food that was available, and there was enough to feed the crowd, some 5,000 people, not including women and children. And I think this story, it's a story that's familiar to many of us. I think it's a miracle story, to be sure. But I think it's also a story about sharing, about people willing to give what they have, give it to God, that it might be shared with one another. I stand in our food pantry here at Ascension because this food represents the sharing of folks who've been involved in the ministry here, giving so that others might eat, literally giving so that others might eat. And the same thing happens there in our reading where people gave what they had. They didn't hoard it. They didn't hold back. I mean, I've read commentators surmise that people probably did save some. And so that's how they could feed everybody with so little food, five loaves and two fish, that maybe in fact that people had not been as generous as the story leads us to believe. I like to think that people were generous and they gave all that they had and that God was able to take their meager offerings by everybody being generous and giving to the good of the whole. And God was able to do something miraculous through those meager offerings. Our food pantry here isn't very big. We're not a huge congregation, but we do our best to give our meager offering so that others may eat. It may not be 5,000 on any given day or even in any given year. But we trust that as we give our offerings to God, as we bring what we have to be shared, that God takes that, takes our faithful offering and multiplies it in ways that we can't imagine. Sometimes, even as people come here, they'll come together and then they'll share the food that they have and distribute it and make it make more. They'll be generous with each other. In ways that we couldn't have anticipated or expected. So that's my encouragement today on this Friday, is for you to think about not only your own needs, but the needs of your neighbors and how you can be generous and trust in God to work through you and those offerings, however meager you may think they are, and inconsequential in the midst of the enormity of a problem we may be facing. You think about hunger and homelessness. But each is called to do our part, to give out of our offerings, out of our resources. And then we trust God to take that to multiply it so that all may be fed and clothed and housed. Thanks for spending a part of today with me. We will have another video tomorrow morning. It's Saturday, so go ahead and sleep in. It'll post at 7, but you can catch it anytime during the day. I'll see you tomorrow.